This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Live and Learn with me, Dasharan Johan. And my guest on today's show is Associate Professor Dr. Kuzilati Binti Koshari, the Dean of the Engineering Faculty at University Technology Petronas, which is UTP. And she's going to be talking to me about what the future holds for engineering graduates in Malaysia. How are you doing today, Dr. Kuzi?
Hi, Dash. I'm doing good. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing good as well. And I'm pretty excited to talk to you about engineering and especially the industry here in Malaysia. But before that, tell me about yourself, Dr. Kuzi, because you've been in the engineering industry for years now, right? You've got experience both in the field and as well as working in academia.
Yeah, you're right, Dash. Actually, I got my degree in chemical engineering back in 1994 from University of Detroit, Michigan. And after that, I came back to Malaysia and I worked with ExxonMobil. At that time, it is called EPMI or ESO Production Malaysia Incorporated. I work as a facilities engineer taking care of the facilities of a few oil and gas platforms. At that time, I remember it is Seligi area and also Tapis. And after that, I moved to semiconductor companies and I work as process engineers. Actually, Dash, after 6 years of working, I decided to pursue my postgraduate studies. And I went again to United States. This time I went to West Virginia University to continue my master and PhD in chemical engineering. And then after that, I came back to Malaysia and I started my career as a academia with UTP.
Now, you've worked, like we just brought up, you know, on the field, in academia. Tell me about the different skill sets or day-to-day experiences. What's the difference between, an engineer working in the field and working in academia?
All right. Then, before I answer your question, I would like to define what engineering is. Engineering is a career field that applies principle of science and technology to invent, to design, or to build new things. So these new things is actually can be machines, can be process, systems, structures, or any invention at all to help people to solve problems. Okay, now, so what are the different set that you asked me just now, right? The different set of skill sets to become engineer or to become an academia. Yeah. In general, I would say the basic requirements are the same. And most importantly, engineers and academia must possess a strong problem-solving ability. So they must be able to apply the engineering principle and theory in solving the real-life problem. In the field, engineer, they need to have more hands-on practice, of course. They must be proactive, good team player, creative in problem solving, and also they must have a good communication skill. And I believe not only engineer need to have good communication skill, a DJ like you also, yeah, right, Dash?
That's right. For sure.
Yeah. Back to the engineer just now, working in industry, you need to be more alert on the demand, supply needs on the product that you're working on. So that's why engineers need to be equipped with a business-minded approach, or in general, I could say, actually the skills and expectation basically as an engineer due to the nature of the work. On the other hand, being an academia, the skill that I mentioned above are of course important, but you need to have additional one. You need to have a very knowledge-oriented person. Because why? Because as an academia, you are going to teach the young people, you're going to mentor the students, and you are going to do research to develop the knowledge. So those are basically the difference that I can say, Dash.
Dr. Kuzi, engineering does seem like, it sounds like a very, very important field to get into, it's an important course to embark on, but does the country actually need more engineers? Because in Malaysia, you know, most people grow up and, you know, when they grow up, they still want to be doctors, lawyers, engineers. You hear parents saying the same thing. But does the country actually need more engineers? Because over the years, we've heard so many stories about engineering students, you know, engineering graduates not being able to find jobs.
Yeah. Okay. This is very interesting question. And I do believe you will agree with what I say. For the growth of human civilization, engineering and technology development played very important role. Yeah, I believe. Yes. So to answer the question on the future demand of engineer, we must first understand the role and function of engineer. So as we aware, engineers are professional. They are trained to design and to develop new technologies and to find new solutions. So I believe both developed and developing countries would need more qualified engineers to support our technological and advancement. Because with that, I believe the demand and necessity of engineers will always be positive. And it's actually what I said just now is supported by the data. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, engineering opportunities across the board are expected to grow 7% nationwide by 2026. And in addition to that, in Malaysia, the Talent Corp also has reported in their recent critical occupation list 2019-2020, they has listed engineering as the most demanded field in Malaysia. So all of this dash is actually supported by the needs of IR 4.0. It makes the demand of engineering field more noticeable because engineers are needed to design robots and automations. Am I right?
That's right. But then what's the problem here, actually? Because we do hear, we cannot deny that there are loads of engineers that every year you hear these stories about how, you know, people are graduating with degrees in engineering, but they can't seem to find a job. So what's the problem here that needs addressing?
So first, we must understand the basis of education and its correlation with industry expectations. Because and not only that, I think one of the reasons could be the study program that are no longer promised job opportunities for the graduate based on the current country's needs and industry's demand. Because when the specific job market demand drop, fresh graduates will experience the first hit as job offerings are lesser. So with thousands of fresh graduates for employers to select from, the quality of graduates will determine whether they would be the choice of employers or not. So these are the trick here, you know. So the education provider need to provide, they plays a very important role. First, they need to provide the depth of knowledge must be sufficient to relate to the industry needs. Because the good university, I mean, I would say, of course, the good university like UTP, we will always engage the industry to provide the feedback on our curriculum, as well as providing training and talks to our students. Because this is to ensure that the university's content and the delivery are in line with the industry expectation. And of course, secondly, the graduate themselves, they must possess the attributes, the good soft skill. It must be emphasized nowadays because in today's competitive world, creativity, critical thinking, teamwork and communication skill will determine a person's capability in work and also, of course, in their personal life. So those are my opinion.
All right. On that note, we do need to go for a very quick break. I'm speaking with Associate Professor Dr. Kuzilati Binti Kushari, the Dean of the Engineering Faculty at University of Technology Petronas. We'll be back with more on Live and Learn, BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Live and Learn. I'm Dashran Johan. And on the show with me today via Skype is Associate Professor Dr. Kuzilati Binti Kushari, the Dean of the Engineering Faculty at University of Technology Petronas. And we're talking about engineering in Malaysia. Does this job market still need more engineers? Now, Dr. Kusi, before the break, you brought up something very interesting, which is the idea of the quality of the graduates. And you talk about soft skills, that a lot of graduates may not have these soft skills. They may not have communication skills. They may not have critical thinking skills. Now, I think this ties back into how is this possible, right? Because you would think that after spending 3 to 5 years and paying a lot of money in many cases, right, the graduates that do come out of these universities, engineering graduates or whatever courses it may be, will be of quality. But if you say that, let's say a section of these engineering graduates that come out, they do not have soft skills, critical thinking skills, I'm wondering if these need to be emphasized more in the courses when they go to university.
So Dash, first, I would like to share that in Malaysia, all engineering programs offered in Malaysia must secure accreditation by the Engineering Accreditation Council of Board of Engineers Malaysia. Our Board of Engineers Malaysia is actually among one of the signatories of Washington Accord. So this shows that our accredited engineering programs are mutually recognized and substantially deemed equivalent to other signatory countries like United States, like UK, Canada, Singapore, Australia, China, and many others. And this shows that our local engineering qualification has been widely recognized at the international area. And graduates are actually the product of the university. And the employability rate are actually the common measurement on how the university respond to the quality of these graduates. Therefore, I strongly believe choosing an institution with high ranking in subject and also the institution that has high employability rate could be a benchmark reference for this student to seek a quality education. And you know, the qualities of UTP student, actually, I have to be frank to you, have been well recognized and appreciated by the industry and employers. So because in preparing the student for industry-ready graduates, we look into three major pillars. Yeah, we look into their academics, their research, as well as the student's experience. I always tell my colleague, I said, in order to provide a chemical engineering graduates, many universities can do. But what makes the difference of engineering, chemical engineering graduates of UTP and other universities, those are the different. This different comes from a different experience that we give to our students, particularly in teaching and learning, and of course, their student, the experience while they are in the campus. So actually, our curriculum fundamentals are strong, and we are actually putting in the industry-driven curriculum. We implemented the problem-based learning to encourage the research and also the analysis through creativity and critical thinking. Besides grooming our students' technical competency, we have also trained them on non-technical skills so that they could demonstrate the ability to continuously learn as well as handle the complexities of working with different teams. So those are the quality that the student need to look into when they choose the university so that they will not end up having spend 3 years at the end. It's just a waste of money.
Right. Now, when you look at your years in engineering, Dr. Kusi, how has the industry evolved and changed the type of skills graduates should be equipped with? You know, when you compare the time when you first joined the engineering industry, like years ago, compared to how the industry has evolved over the years, how has the type of skills required also changed?
Wow. That is a very, that question, definitely, definitely the world has changed so dramatically over the last past years. Even over the last 10 years, we see a big difference. What I can share with you, when I was in the United States doing my master, at that time, I can see that my field of work or my area of expertise is actually in computational field, fluid dynamic modeling. We model the fluid flow, you know. For example, we can model how far the droplet of air travel, you know, while people are running in the park. And then that's why the engineer can predict what is the distance that you have to keep when during COVID-19 pandemic if you want to run in the park. It's like 1.5 meter. So we predict through CFD modeling. So at that time, you know, in the industry, in United States, they really appreciate the modeling. It started the appreciation of modeling simulation. However, in Malaysia, when I came back to Malaysia in 2008, I can see a very still not so popular among our industry. But now I can see the change. The industry appreciate CFD modeling particularly more. Because why? Because they realize that by doing the simulation and modeling, the lot of money can be saved. Before this, any changes to the process, engineer will have to come up with a new prototype, with a new pilot run. So this costs a lot of money. What if it's failed? You know, you need to rerun again. But if you're doing computational simulation and modeling, if it's failed, you can rerun and put in the new parameter and run again. So the cost is only buying the software instead of rebuild the new prototype. So I can see those are actually the trend that change in the industry, one of it. So by being a leading university in Malaysia that promote quality research, UTP has invested 1.5 million to encourage utilization of simulation and modeling among the academia, as well as the students, postgraduate, undergraduate, and also to encourage the collaborative program with our industry partners. So through this strategy partnership with the industry collaborations, UTP is actually providing and embedding world-leading simulation and modeling software in our academic curriculum. So therefore, our students would have the opportunity to learn and to get experience in working with this leading software.
Dr. Kusi, like we were talking about the issues, some of the issues that are there in the engineering sort of industry and why some people may not be able to get a job and things like that. Do you think an issue we have in Malaysia is that we have so many private universities and this has allowed people, right, anybody to study anything they want, even as long as they get a few credits in SPM and they can go and study whatever they want, engineering, medicine, anything. And do you think this is one of the root causes of the problems here we have in Malaysia?
Yeah, this is another burning question that you posed. Okay, let me drive you to see the very first philosophy of education. Is the right and opportunities to seek for knowledge and skills, as well as to enhance personal attributes to improve human civilization. I'm sure you have to agree with this statement.
Right, yeah? Right, definitely.
Yeah. So the existence of private university has filled this gap of education opportunities left by the public universities. And we must recognize this effort and contribution of private university in coaching and mentoring our future leaders. So again, you know, all institutions in Malaysia, actually, we must go through a serious and rigorous accreditation and audit processes as required by Malaysian Quality Agency or MQA. And also the other professional accreditation body and legislative bodies like Engineering Accreditation Council, EAC, for engineering program. For medical program, they have Malaysian Medical Council. And for pharmacy program, for example, they have a pharmacy board. And all these bodies will review the quality of the student. They will review the teaching and learning, the curriculum, academic staff, facilities, services, before they grant the institution with the program accreditation. So no doubt, the quality of the student will have impact on their learning journey in tertiary education, especially those with the poor fundamental knowledge in science and mathematics. But it does not mean that the student with moderate result in SPM will never be successful. Yeah, I don't believe in that. And I do believe that It is the joint responsibilities of both university and student themselves toward the successful journey. The good institution will provide good student experience, and good student will appreciate and will follow whatever program set by the university accordingly.
How does UTP ensure that every engineer that graduates from the university is of quality and will be able to get a job?
So, education actually plays an important role to attend student life, to attend their goal in life. And at UTP, we believe by mastering in both academic and personal attributes will help to prepare our students for a range of future challenges. Yeah. So at UTP, we have developed an inclusive learning ecosystem in order to produce what we call well-rounded graduates. This is a model, our well-rounded graduates model. It says the student must not only good in technical knowledge, but the student need to have another 6 attributes. What are those? The student must have lifetime learning capability, must have good critical thinking, good communication and behavioral skills. Students must have business acumen, practical aptitude, and also the students must be good in solution synthesis ability. So these are our well-rounded graduates model. So we have established actually with the good advisory system to ensure our program at the world standard and align with the university expectation. For example, we have, we call it International External Examiners. The panel come from the renowned university throughout the world to give an advice on our curriculum. We have an industry advisory panel. This advisory panel, they come from many big company in Malaysia. They come to give, to review the curriculum together with us to ensure that every 4 years we have the curriculum that align with the needs of the industry. So all of this is actually to ensure that what we do is what industry needs, and to ensure the quality of our student, to avoid the so-called that you mentioned just now, the non-employed student.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And Dr. Kuzi, how else do institutions like UTP do the part to contribute to the engineering fields besides, you know, just teaching students and then graduating them, right? Because I know that you, alongside the faculty, always y'all sort of do a lot of work, collaborations with the industry. Y'all actively engage with the industry. Tell me about that.
UTP has a very clear mission. So we have clearly described that our objective is to produce well-rounded graduates who are creative and innovative with the potential to become leaders of industry and the nation. Besides that, UTP also aims to nurture creativity and innovativeness and expand the frontier of technology and education for the betterment of the society. So with that, we believe that we have nurtured a research culture to encourage our academic teams to be active in research so that we would be able to generate new knowledge and idea and to identify opportunities for the betterment in every aspect. So research actually cannot be separated from society. UTP, being a research-intensive university, we have been actively engaged with corporations, particularly in engineering and technology, in many meaningful research. We also have done a lot of collaborative ventures with them, consultation work, and through our direct industry engagement, we managed to provide invaluable opportunities for our students and to our academic staff to pursue creative and innovative market-driven research activities. And actually, these have directly contributed to the development of engineering sector, such as product innovation, risk analysis, human capital development, and many, many other research outputs.
All right, Dr. Kuzi, before we wrap up this conversation, do you have a final message you'd like to leave us with?
Yeah. So, Dash, as an engineer, and I would like to highlight that engineering is one of the key influences to support human civilization. And I hope everybody will believe in this. As the nation head towards the IR 4.0, actually, people are talking about IR 5.0 already. But Malaysia still need to go for IR 4.0. Yeah, we need more qualified professionals in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics disciplines, or people call it STEM. You know, right now, we have a very less interest of our students involving in STEM education. So as such, I believe it is our job together to promote and to increase the students' awareness in STEM education, even though since they are in primary school. Because, you know, people, when they understand about STEM and they heard about the the words mathematics and science, they become scared. So it's the job of the teachers to show how interesting mathematics is, how interesting science is, because this is what they are facing in their daily life. So actually, university also could partner with high school or with schools in organizing formal or informal talk, exhibition or competition to inculcate this interest. So actually, my final advice to students who are planning to pursue their tertiary education, they must identify the right education provider, which could offer them with a very comprehensive learning experience. Parents nowadays, some parents, they believe that they can plan for this for their kids' future, but I believe we have to depend on our kids' personal needs, and we have to we have to respect what is their interest. So the student, it is important to choose the best suit university and program for you that suits your interest, and develop your interest in the right in the right field, so that you can become one of the person who built the country one day. So things to consider when you choose the university: the university must have good reputation in international ranking, the university must have good program accreditation, and also must have good recognition from the industry. If any of you are interested to join UTP, we are ready to offer you with a great variety of possibility to transform you into the future leaders of the industry particularly. So if you are interested to explore more on these opportunities, you can contact me or can contact us at Faculty of Engineering by emailing us at foe@utp.edu.my, or you can always surf our website www.utp.edu.my.
All right. On that note, thanks so much for speaking with me today, Dr. Kuzi.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Dash.
And that was Associate Professor Dr. Kuzi Latif binti Kushari, the Dean of the Engineering Faculty at University of Technology Petronas, talking to me about engineering in Malaysia. Does the job market still need more engineers? So if you missed any part of this conversation, you can download the podcast on the BFM app and on bfm.my. You've been listening to Live and Learn on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.